Afternoon to you all. Thank you for being here with us as we begin this journey that we call Holy Week. First, just a note, and that is, this is Holy Week, which makes it distinct from all other weeks of the year. It is totally unique. The liturgies of the church are unique. The subject matter before us is profound. A wonderful opportunity, but this week is only holy if you make it holy. Otherwise, you just show up next Sunday and say, oh, it's Easter, and miss a great opportunity. So I would encourage you, use the scriptures the church gives us each day, the liturgies, and especially the Triduum, which begins Thursday night, are powerful liturgies, unique in our church's calendar, a great opportunity. So I would encourage you, make this week holy, however you can. Some extra time in prayer, some extra time with the Lord, perhaps doing some charitable work, or just reflecting upon what this week is all about. The palms that we carry and place into our homes can be a sign of our following His path, or of the fickleness of those who gave pretense to following but quickly fade when the cross appears. Both are us. He came in all humility. The story tells us, as it begins, that He came into His city riding on the back of a donkey. He didn't come on a war horse. He didn't come on a chariot or some fancy carriage. He came on the back of a donkey. And this sets the tone and helps us to reflect upon the whole meaning of what takes place, the story we have just heard, and as it will continue through Easter and the Easter season. He came in humility. He was silent in the face of accusation. He accepted even death on the cross. In our second reading, Paul tells us he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Humility. It is letting go of control or the use of force, insisting on our way or our judgments. He resisted the temptation, the temptations of the world, which we saw on the very first Sunday of Lent, power, privilege, and control. In light of the scandal of the cross, we acknowledge how countercultural his path is. These very temptations are the values that strongly seek to influence our thinking, our judging, our choices through the various forms of media and cultural influences that we have affecting us every day, making his choice difficult to grasp, making it difficult to understand, to support, or to follow. We readily choose to make decisions based on what others may think, to resolve our disputes with power, to win fights, to not look weak before others, to avoid suffering at all costs. Today we receive a call to humility. Do we want to live our lives controlled by our ego and our pride, or by a humble choice to follow him? This week we learn from him how to live and to love and what is really important. Our opening prayer read, as an example of humility for the human race to follow, our Savior took flesh and submitted to the cross. Graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection. The passion of Christ, far from meaningless, expresses the divine act of love for others, regardless of personal cost. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you.